Hi, everyone. We are brought together for purposes wonderful, yet seldom readily apparent. Now, I don't know where I heard or read that statement, but boy, does it ring true for me. I'm going to wax philosophically for a while today, going to be kind of serious, and then I'm going to challenge you to reflect upon the events of your life, intersections that perhaps resulted in lessons learned. I'm often in conversation with people and I have a chance to tell them my truth. This little phrase has manifested its truth time and time again throughout my adult life. I've come to recognize it, even to expect it. Surely someone scholarly said it, some famous person or author, I thought to myself. Well, I just tried to Google it and it doesn't come up. Not even parts of it. Nothing was even close, but it's a bell ringer for me. We are brought together for purposes wonderful, yet seldom readily apparent. This statement or observation would make a great foundation for blogs or sermons or presentations, I thought. There is seemingly no one to credit for that phrase, so I will not lay claim. But this phrase makes me think, and so I'll use it. The outcome to which it alludes has manifested for me several times, and without fail, it refers to times in which I've had to learn a hard lesson. I remember years ago, standing beside somebody I really didn't care for, nor did I respect. We were part of a group, not even or barely acquaintances, while we awaited the arrival of a city bus. A few in our group were expressing great angst about when the bus would arrive and how they were going to be late for this or that. Now, I was silently in agreement and could feel my anxiety rising as I heard the others espousing what I was feeling inside. Then this fellow, whom I regarded as, and I'm not proud of this, as low intellect, cares nothing about anybody but himself, street trash, made Nancy's world stop turning with his simple and quiet comment. He said, "The bus gets here when it gets here, and when it does, we'll all get on it." Knock me over with a feather. Not only was he right, he had uttered a truth, and suddenly we were in alignment. How was that possible? His very apt comment enabled me to calm down. Immediately, I had been humbled and right-sized. There was undeniable logic, perhaps life learning, delivered by that simple statement from somebody I so wrongly detested. As soon as I heard him and accepted it as true, I realized the value of this man whom I had truly sold short. Have you ever learned anything from somebody you just can't stand? And doesn't that cause you to remember the event, the circumstances, to the letter, and the lesson? Purposes wonderful, yet seldom readily apparent. Then there was a time, or many times actually, that I was in a situation that I absolutely did not want to be in. I was having to go through unpleasantry, a challenge, or was forced to learn something that I thought to be ridiculous, and I was not happy about it. What I found out time and time again is that I'm given something on a proverbial Tuesday when I'm gonna need it on Thursday. In other words, I'm given something that I'm soon going to need. I'm thinking of that phrase, she doesn't know a blessing from a curse. Then invariably, I'm grumbling and questioning why. Why is this happening to me? Whatever it was, not long after, I would need it. over and over again, I would be placed in a situation where I would use the very stuff that I just got through to help somebody else. Looking back, it could have been something as simple as learning to tie my shoe, daunting as that was at first, because later I would be asked to help somebody learn how to tie theirs. We read about stuff like this all the time. A newly trained 12-year-old uses her newly acquired CPR skills to save a life. How wonderful to be prepared, or to have been prepared, to use this skill. Then I realized there's more to these instances than simply skills or familiarity or know-how. There's much more. There's a change in perception to be gained. Another illustration of this fine truth occurs when I'm trying too hard to control or orchestrate an outcome. Let's just say that I've planned the perfect trip with accommodations to suit and in a region that I love to travel. When I arrive at that place that I had so built up in my mind, one that I had researched and reserved, it was just barely okay. In fact, my time there and accommodations were lackluster, and that lackluster word really gives it too much credit. Disappointed, I carried on with my trip. You know, what's that saying? If you want God to laugh, show him your plans. On the coattails of that, and while continuing my travel, I had booked a necessary night in a place that was just a rest stop along the rest of my journey. If you've not guessed where I'm going with this, let me tell you that everything about that place and that time turned out to be nothing short of magical. That one little stay, that one spectacularly pretty place and evening and persons that I encountered were memorable, much more than pleasant. The food was grand, the sun shone down, the birds chirped, the price of gas was less, all that. The fellowship was even better. I met an elderly couple that I am still in touch with today, some 12 years later. I could never have arranged for or scheduled all that just occurred. This was serendipity, more than anything else that I could ever plan or effect with my grand planning. Purposes wonderful. I had been given a gift. I got so much more than okayness from that one night, and my job now is to help that couple. And I want to. Many of you have heard me tell the story of a coincidental meeting of a new friend when I first moved here to South Carolina. There was to be a meetup group for newcomers, and it was to be held at a cafe that also had a neat little specialty market. Well, I took the action of registering, and I arrived a bit early. I was having an interesting time stumbling around the halls of the specialty market, unable to find the real event, when something that I did not orchestrate occurred. A hallway encounter. I met my friend Margaret, another newcomer who was from New York City, who was also trying to find the meetup group. Both of us were new to town, both trying to find the meetup, both close in age, both working in healthcare. The word coincidental took on a whole new meaning. Yeah, we're brought together for purposes wonderful, yet seldomly readily apparent. Margaret and I came away as friends, and now we discover our new town together. We communicate, and I share ideas of things to do, like meeting for dinner or going to an event. Now we each feel like we've got an all-important buddy in our new city. No way could I have planned all that. This purposes wonderful and seldom readily apparent phenomenon kept happening. In fact, I realized that it had long been happening. I knew I couldn't be the only one experiencing this, getting these gifts, these life-shaping occurrences. So I sat down to think about it, how others might go through something, only to have any challenge blossom into something so much more. A cancer survivor helps somebody navigate their course of care. A big brother sticks up for a little sister. A veteran welcomes a brother or sister-in-arms back from active duty and helps them to reintegrate into civilian life. A patient advocate uses their knowledge and skills learned in healthcare and systems to help others navigate. Oh, I'm supposed to learn in this way. Not only the lesson, the shaping, the new insight, and I'm supposed to do something with it. Everything I had gone through with my parents as they aged and passed, all the debacle, tough times, scary times, all the love and the mystery that only arrives later, had all been gifts. All the desire to help somebody, any and everybody, to avoid some pain and uncertainty that I and my sister went through, then was the genesis of my becoming a patient advocate. I use all that I have now to help the next person. If I don't have what I need, I may pursue it, and the learning soon arrives, right on time. Looking back in your life, have you ever been inserted into a situation where your purpose was to be there or to help someone? Have you ever had somebody inserted into your path, maybe to help you, or you were there to help them? Think about all that you have learned in your life and how you learned it. Consider the people that you've encountered. Why were you there? Or why were they there? How is it you learned something often right before you needed that information or skill to help somebody else? It was happening to me so many times that now when I'd enter a challenge, I'd find myself on unfamiliar turf or something I had to learn that was thrust upon me, or I was in one of those, "Why is this happening to me?" pity parties. I know something's coming. This is happening for a reason. I don't have to know the why or the when or even the who or the where. My job at that point is to keep my eyes open and to be ready. Nowadays, I can endure some unpleasantry. I can learn something new or navigate a challenging situation. I do it to be ready. I do it. And I begin to look for the arrival of a situation or somebody who will need what I was just given. It's uncanny. It's divine. And it can be exciting. What in the world are we here for on this earth if not to take what we know and help others? Am I to stand among my contemporaries at a bus stop and bemoan? Or am I supposed to learn from that little slice of snippet of life? We are brought together for purposes wonderful and seldom readily apparent. I'd love to hear of your experiences, your stories. Please hit the reply button and tell me if you're watching this video. Would you hit me back, message me, email me, share your stories with me. Most of all, take solace in the next time that you're going through a difficult crunch or forced to learn something or reconcile a difficult situation. Take solace and take heed. You and I are being prepared, I believe, for a great purpose, great opportunity. Purpose is wonderful. Are coming our way. May there always be a next for you. Thanks, everybody.